for your music, yeah, I've been a big fan of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band for a long time. And as a matter of fact, my earlier years, I didn't care much about where anybody was from or what they did or how their careers got started. I was just interested in their music. But over the past couple of years, all that's changed. And with such a diverse musical background that you have and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band has, I want to throw in one of my favorite performing artists, because he happens to be a good friend of yours, and you have worked with him and done some big, done a big project with him here just recently. A couple of years ago, I got the book for Christmas, I believe it was, Born Standing Up. You're familiar with that book?
Yeah.
Steve Martin, you guys go back a long ways.
Well, Steve was back in those days prior to the Dirt Band in Disneyland together. We went to high school together. When he started working on comedy around 71, I convinced my brother to manage him, and my brother produced his film and records. And last year, Steve and I won a Grammy for his album, The Crow, that I produced, grass-flavored album. And since Steve, you know, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, when we were in Aspen one day, Steve had come up with a song that we recorded. He needed a beat, he didn't have a band, and so we played on King Tut.
I didn't realize that.
Right. Well, the cool thing about that, it helped land us on Saturday Night Live following season, because he had a hit with King Tut, and he needed a band that knew it, so anyway, it was kind of fun.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's, like I said, he's always been one of my my favorite performers to watch his career develop from just a goofy guy on stage to quite an accomplished comedic actor now, and then everywhere you turn around now, you're seeing him and a group on everything from PBS performing to this
album.
Yeah,
he's always had a love of playing the banjo. We both started at the same time, and he's quite adept within his world of notes and written some of my favorite tunes. That's you're right that there's a lot of diversity out there. You never know where the music's coming from sometimes, where some of the people in the previous years are coming from musically. Chris Hillman's a lifelong friend.
Oh,
he started the Byrds.
Right.
I was going to college one day, and I heard this group on the radio, and I knew the mandolin player was from a bluegrass group in San Diego, was now in a group called the Byrds playing bass. When I heard him on the radio, I kind of went, I can do that. And somehow, I had no idea. But when the Dirt Band started, we've wanted to get out there. When I play at the fair, July 12th, I believe, is that when it is?
Yeah. That's when it is.
I'll be bringing all those influences. I bring my banjo, guitar, mandolin, and fiddle, and some of my favorite Dirt Band songs, and my good pickin' buddy, Matt Cartsonis, who's quite an acrobatic vocalist and guitar player, mandola player. Matt's been around the block, the musical block, and on the charts working on other people's records, but he's a lot of fun, and together we capture some of the Circle Be Unbroken music.
Oh, great album.
That music from that album that people are familiar with. Things that will make people laugh. You're going to laugh, you'll cry, and you'll go away happy, I think.
Hey, you mentioned you'd be playing a couple of your favorite Nitty Gritty Dirt songs. One or two, I know it's probably hard to break them down. Maybe top one, two, three songs that's your favorite.
Here, I'll save people some time. I don't do fishing in the dark. I don't think I do it well enough. Bojangles is near and dear to my heart, as well as some of Shelley's blues.
Yeah.
And a couple of others that can remain a surprise.
Okay. Well,
but Long Hard Road and things that Matt really sings his how do I say it on the radio? Sings his tongue off on.
That'll work. We talked about the project you had with Steve Martin and The Crow, quite a successful and, of course, an award-winning. How about you personally? What have you done recently or over the past couple of years in the studio as a solo performer?
Well, I'm working on two different albums. One's with my two sons, Nathan and Jonathan. It's a trio album where we are responsible for the music, and it's really come along beautifully. I have another album I'm producing on a lady named Martha Redbone. You'll find out about that hopefully early next year.
Awesome.
And I'm in the middle of developing a website called syndicatednews.com. net. It's going to have all kinds of interview shows. I've interviewed people like John Oates and Chip Davis from Mannheim Steamroller. It's going to have Green Pages, Women's Health. It's basically a video and audio version of Huffington Post.
How did you get involved with something like that? Or is that your brainchild? Or does somebody else say, hey, you and I would work great on this together?
You know, if I said it's half of mine, well, it means I'm kind of half-brained, doesn't it?
Some would say, but I'm not going to.
That I'm working on it with a lady that sought me out because it's an interesting time in my career where I find that I can get to people that are, you know, like doing an interview with John Oates. I didn't have to call his agent to get the manager to talk to the publicist. I said to John Oates at a concert, hey, can I call you and interview you? Okay, great.
Well, that's quite a diversity if you're going from, you know, interviewing John Oates to a member of Mannheim Steamroller. That's great.
That show is called the Americana Music Show on that channel. Anyway, so that's moving along. But what's more important is what I do all of this for. I mean, I have my own show on XM Radio.
I haven't had a chance to catch that yet.
That's okay. In its fifth year.
Wow.
I've been working on film scores over the last many years. I had three different ones I tucked away. That was a year ago. So that's a little old news. But what this all points to me, is just to get on stage so I can play for people. That's why I started doing this years ago.
Okay.
In Orange County, California. Can you imagine a place to play the banjo? It's Orange County, California. I wasn't weird. I was a teenager with a banjo.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
I had a dog. I had an East German Shepherd, actually. Yeah, an East German Shepherd. It kept people in my yard.
That's fantastic. Well, before we wrap up, 4th of July weekend, happy 4th early, what are your plans?
I'm playing Arkansas on the 3rd with the Dirt Band, and then on the 4th I fly back to New York, go over to the Hudson River and watch the display there. So that'll be fun. I got some people coming from out of town. And then on the 6th, I have another solo show out in East Hampton. And then on the 8th and 9th, back out with the Dirt Band.
And then on the 12th here in Missouri.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. yours is after all that. Yeah. You threw me a...
I took the long way to get there. Hey, you enjoyed the 4th.
Yeah, you know, I'll have to say I feel a whole lot more like I do now than I did when I got here.
Hey, John, it's been great talking to you.
Well, like I said to my mom, thanks for having me.